Well, these are wonderful words for us to sing together this evening, are they not? But the question is, why is the coming of Jesus Christ joy to the world? Let's just think again about the nature of the human problem. First, I said that to be outside of Jesus Christ is to share in the guilt of the first Adam by virtue of the fact that he failed God as humanity's first representative before God. Second, I said that to be outside of Christ is to stand guilty on account of our own sinfulness. Because in the cold light of day, when we are honest and true to ourselves and to others and before God, we have all, like sheep, gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. We have, all of us, broken the laws of God throughout the course of our lives. And third, I said that to remain, therefore, in that state is to be under condemnation. That is the default position that men and women are in when we come into this world. It is to be awaiting the penalty of final separation from the goodness of God himself. Now, why is that so important? It is important because it is precisely these three predicaments which Jesus Christ alone has completely reversed and overturned for all who believe in him. First of all, when we repent of our sin, when we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, we stop belonging to the first Adam, in whom we were deemed guilty before God, and instead we take on a whole new belonging to the second Adam, who is Jesus Christ himself. 1 Corinthians 15 says, "Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, meaning Christ, became a life-giving spirit." The first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are of the dust. And as is the man of heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. And so when a person comes to trust in the person of Jesus Christ, they're no longer then living under the headship of the first Adam who sinned against God, but we're now living under the headship of the Son of God who never sinned. It means then to have been adopted out of one family, the family of the natural man, which will return to dust and be under condemnation at the final judgment. And it means instead to be adopted into a whole new family, that of the second man who is from heaven and who has been raised to glory. That is the first thing. To be in Christ is to have a whole new belonging. Instead of belonging to the family of death, we belong to the family of life. Not just life here, everlasting life. There is a serious transferal takes place when we come to faith in the person of Christ. The second great truth is that the Lord Jesus Christ not only represents his people before God, but he is actually the one who removes all of our guilt before God. Romans 3 verse 24 says, "We are justified as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Now this theological word justification, or to be justified, this is a legal term. And whenever the Bible speaks about one who is justified, what it's speaking of is a person who has been made legally righteous before God. We have a whole new standing before the Almighty. Whereas once we were declared unrighteous in sin and therefore guilty as charged, so now we are declared righteous and not guilty by God himself and before God. The question is, how is that made possible? How can one who is so unrighteous, and all of these things we've just been considering this evening, transgressors of God's law and those who belong to the first Adam and under condemnation, how can such a people be suddenly declared righteous? And friends, the staggering answer to that question is that when Jesus Christ died on the cross 2,000 years ago, what he was doing in that amazing act of sacrifice was that he was actually purchasing, by the shedding of his own blood, the justification or the righteousness of all who will believe in him. Whereas without his cross, we would stand guilty before God and we would be awaiting the wrath of God, Christ himself stood in our place so that in him and through him we could be declared not guilty and righteous before God. Now the glorious consequence of all of this is that whereas beforehand then we stood under condemnation and awaiting the punishment of God because of our sinfulness, because of our own unrighteousness, so now to be in Christ means to be reconciled to God, and it means to be granted eternal fellowship in his glorious kingdom. Romans chapter 5 verse 9 says, since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. To be in Christ is to come out of darkness and into the light. It is to be delivered from death to life. It is to be taken from a person who is bound for hell and given the hope of everlasting life in God's kingdom. Friends, I stand here tonight before you as a person who has a huge burden. I have a huge burden on my heart tonight. And the burden I have tonight is because I know that some of you here tonight are not saved. I know that you are not a Christian. And without Christ, you will go to hell. You will be condemned. And I'm here to tell you tonight, out of love, that God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to save you from that predicament. He sent Jesus Christ, his own Son. You cannot measure your way. You cannot climb up some ladder of moral works in order to get into heaven. The only way of being granted that place in eternal glory is through faith alone, in Christ alone, by God's grace alone. We must turn from sin. We must trust in Jesus Christ. God sent him to save us from death and from hell, to deliver us, to give us eternal life. Have you received him? Will you receive him? If you will turn to him, if you will seek his face, if you will seek after his forgiveness, he will be merciful to you. He will be kind to you. He will change your life. And he will give you eternal life in his kingdom. Friends, it's here we're reminded that the joy of this Christmas season is never to be found in presents under the tree, or a lovely slap-up meal, or work nights out, or the terrible music that fills our shopping malls from mid-November onwards. The true joy of Christmas is to be found in the person of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we will only ever know this joy, this peace, this forgiveness, this hope of life, which he alone came in order to give to all who would believe in him, if we will turn from sin, if we will trust in him. May God grant the grace that each and every one who is gathered here tonight would receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and may he in turn bless your life through this Christmas season and beyond. Let us pray together. Our dear Father and our God, we thank you for making these eternal and most important and serious truths known to us so clearly in your word, which you have given to us, that we might understand our own sinfulness, that we might understand that you are a God whose desire is to rescue us from our sinful condition. We thank you for all that you have done in sending Jesus Christ to dwell here among us and to take on the punishment that was due to us for our sin. How we thank you for his sacrifice on our behalf on the cross. Dear Lord, we recognize that as people consider these eternal truths, there is a war going on in the heart and in the mind. We recognize that the Antichrist, the forces of evil, want to do nothing more than to keep people from Jesus of Nazareth. And so we pray that you would overrule in every heart, in every mind. We pray that you would grant faith to believe. We pray that you would meet each one with your fatherly care and with your glorious mercy. And we pray, dear Lord, that you would go before us through this Christmas season with family and with friends, that you would grant the joy of your presence to all your believing people. For we ask it all in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.